Colindry, the words, the tunes, the whole choreography of the Colindry service stirs emotions in every Jewish heart. There are people who don't come to Shul the entire year, save for Colindry. It touches something very deep inside us. The question is, why on earth are we starting Yom Kippur with this? The minhag of reciting Kol Nidre goes already back to the Gaonim. It's brought in Rav Amram Gaon Siddur. Though, you should know, there were Rishonim who were very opposed to it. They felt that if you were an old people's vows, they're not going to take their word seriously in the coming year. They'll think, I'll just go to Shul Yom Kippur. And I'll be absolutely fine. And therefore, it's all one big joke. However, Minhag Yisrael is to do this. And we need to understand why. Why is its place now? So yes, there is something technical. We don't want to go into Yom Kippur with with this serious avira of nadarim, verbal commitments, hanging over us. And therefore saying Kol Nidre has the ability to be mitakin that, to fix that up. But there's something deeper here too. Kol Nidre means that we're putting the previous year behind us. We're creating a disconnect between whatever happened last year and who we are now. And truth is, when we say the words B'chula nicharatna b'hoin, kula nyusharan, yeah, we are talking about Nadarim, but on a deeper level, says the Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. It's not just talking about the Avira of Nadarim. It's talking about everything. I regret it all. Every action that I did that was negative, that was sinful. Everything that I did that I shouldn't have done, or things that I didn't do that I should have done, that I regret. It's not what I really wanted. And that touches a deep place in our hearts and our souls, and has the ability to impact and influence the entire Yom Kippur. The Siach Yitzchak takes it a level further and says, what happens when Matan Neda in Kol Nidre, on the basis of the fact that we're people that have more clarity than we did last year, that Yom Kippur creates a sense of clarity. Had I had this clarity, I never would have made that neder. That's the Pesach. That gives us permission to undo the vow. Had I had the clarity then that I have now. Because right now, Kol Nidre, I'm standing like a malach. I'm an angel. I'm detached from my physical body. I have total clarity about right and wrong, what I really want, who I really want to be. And therefore, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, the Avodah of Teshuvah, the power of Kol Nidre, all come together to create this sense of clarity. A sense of clarity which starts at Kol Nidre and carries on the whole way through. If I only would have known then what I know now, I never would have done it. Isn't that exactly what Teshuvah is all about?